Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alex and Caitlin with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, University of Queensland researchers have found that several species of invasive weeds could become a source of renewable bioenergy. Researchers assessed the potential to convert 15 weed species found west of Brisbane into biomass pellets to be turned into solid biomass fuel. Two vines, Brazilian nightshade and climbing asparagus, were found to be suitable as they contain 25% lignin, a necessary component for biofuel pellets. The work aims to reduce the environmental footprint and improve the sustainability of the agricultural industry.
Thousands of passengers were evacuated from Brisbane's domestic airport last night after a faulty metal detector was identified by staff. The passengers in the airport and who had already board planes were told to evacuate due to a security breach late yesterday afternoon. A statement released by the airport said there was no safety or security breach, only that the people in the airport had to be re-scanned due to the technical fault. In national news, the first National Commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children and Young People was announced this week. Adjunct Professor Sue Ann Hunter, who has worked in child and family services for 2 decades, said she was honoured to accept the appointment as well as the responsibility to, quote, ensure that our systems are working to protect the well-being, interests and rights of children and young people, end quote. Professor Hunter's appointment came after a Productivity Commission report found that of the 19 Closing the Gap targets, only 4 are on track to be met by 2031. Professor Hunter said these statistics were alarming. The Commissioner said her priorities include how to, quote, reduce the rates of children in care, reduce our children youth detention, end quote, and to achieve better health and education outcomes. Sue Ann Hunter will replace Lil Gordon, the Acting Commissioner, since January of this year.
Jeremy Rockliffe has vowed to push ahead with forming a minority government following Tasmania's recent election result. The state's election occurred last month and was triggered by a no-confidence vote brought on by Labor, which unfortunately has returned a largely similar parliament with no party reaching the 18 seats required to form a majority government. The Liberals had previously been governing as a minority government with the support of 4 crossbenchers. However, of the 4, only 1 crossbencher member, David O'Brien, was re-elected. Mr. Rockliffe has aimed to secure confidence and supply agreements with enough crossbenchers to form government. However, dissatisfaction has crept in due to his handling of the Marinus Link. Mr. Rockliffe attests that he is still intending to ask Governor Barbara Baker to recommission his government. In international news, researchers have begun a mission to save an endangered tree snail, which is rapidly disappearing from their native habitat in eastern Cuba. There are 6 distinct species of palomita tree snails, all of which face extinction due to their distinct patterned shells, which are desirable to collectors who source the shells through the illegal trade. While it is illegal to remove or distribute the snail and its shells from Cuba without a permit, it is legal to sell the shells elsewhere internationally. Professor Davison believes that climate change and habitat loss have already devastated local populations, and an increase in shell trading could lead to extinctions for all 6 species. Eastern Cuba remains the only place in the world the snails are found, but conservationists hope to create captive breeding populations in order to stabilize wild populations.
For your weather today, Brisbane is a little chilly, but it's expected to warm up as the day progresses. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. There is a moderate fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.